Strata peeps, for episode 169, I thought I'd give another update on what is happening with cladding at the moment. So over the last week, the QBCC has very unhelpfully, it turns out, they didn't tell us they were going to do this, they're just doing it. Because why would you communicate with, major stakeholders like body corporate managers? No, keep it fun. So the QBCC has been writing out directly to some owners and some, as it turns out, real estate agents about cladding for particular buildings and just trying to remind owners that they need to take a step with respect to stage one, which is going to expire at the end of this month. Now, the correspondence is singularly unhelpful because, firstly, it doesn't come through us. We haven't had a chance to look at it and compare it to those buildings that we've already signed off with stage one. Secondly, it's going to owners who may not be on the committee and may not be aware that the committee has taken specific steps. Thirdly, the letter has a number in the top right-hand corner, which is referred to as a unique identifier. When you call the QBCC and quote that unique identifier, it doesn't do anything. And finally, the buildings themselves are not identified in the letter. So you're writing to an owner where it doesn't specifically say, your building named this, CTS this, at this location. No, just not identified. So this is causing quite a bit of panic amongst owners and obviously real estate agents as well. And in those circumstances, the main thing that we're doing is just trying to communicate with those people that have had a letter. And of course, the QBCC can't tell us who they've written to and who they haven't. Again, adds to the fun. So we're just dealing with that on a case-by-case basis. In most circumstances where committees have already made the decision to go ahead and get a fire engineer, fire contractor to sign off for them for stage one, we put together a copy of that resolution because it's done as a flying minute or a vote outside, a VOCM vote outside of committee meeting, and we publish that to all owners. So in many respects, when someone rings up, when I'm just looking back through the file saying to them, well, yes, you're an owner, we sent you confirmation that the committee had appointed a fire contractor on this date. Just look at your emails and you'll see it. Oh, there it is. Yes, exactly. So this could have been managed a hell of a lot better by the QBCC, and it's quite disappointing. Certainly that's going to be some of the feedback that goes to them. But if you get that piece of correspondence, just call your body corporate manager and check where it's at if you're not already on the committee dealing with it. Just find out where it's at. In some circumstances, it has already been dealt with. So even the correspondence that people are getting is not only is it late, but it's no longer factual. Everybody have a great Saturday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.